हरे कृष्णा। असिमिलेशन एंड एप्लीकेशन आर फाउंडेशनल फॉर ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन। टुडे वी लिव इन एन एज ऑफ इंफॉर्मेशन ओवरलोड। वी गेट सो मेनी मैसेजेस, अपडेट्स, नोटिफिकेशंस दैट ऑफन इट इज़ ऑलमोस्ट इम्पॉसिबल टू कीप अप विद देम ऑल। एंड बिकॉज वी वॉन्ट टू रश टू द वी टेंड टू रश टू द नेक्स्ट थिंग to be done, we often don't even read one message fully before going on to the next one. And this rushed approach to information processing may be a survival necessity in today's information overload age. But if we carry this rushed approach to our study of scriptural information, then we deprive ourselves of the transformation that comes from study of scripture. The scriptural information requires assimilation and application. To understand these two phases, we can consider scriptural knowledge to be like the medical knowledge given by a doctor to a patient. The doctor's knowledge has two parts. One is the description of the diagnosis of the problem, that is the diagnosis, and then the description of the cure, the treatment, that is the prescription. So assimilation refers to our taking in the message of the scripture. The essential message of the scripture is that we are eternal spiritual beings, and as souls, we are parts of Krishna, and we are meant to love and serve Krishna. And all our sufferings are ultimately because we have misdirected our love from Krishna to the things of this world. And now the diagnosis is important, but even more important for the patient is the prescription. So the prescription is what is to be applied, what the patient has to do. So similarly, scriptural knowledge is not just to be assimilated, it is to be applied. And the application that the Bhagavad Gita tells us is the practice of Bhakti Yoga. So to the extent we practice Bhakti Yoga diligently, to the extent we learn through the process of Bhakti to redirect our love from this world towards Krishna, to that extent, we start experiencing magical inner transformation. Whereas earlier, perpetual dissatisfaction would dog us because of the many material things which we felt we did not have. By the practice of bhakti, by the experience of Krishna within our hearts, by our absorption in His remembrance, we experience a profound inner fulfillment. And that fulfillment itself is the cure. So this assimilation and application will bring about the transformation from dissatisfaction to satisfaction. And at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna finished speaking, at that time, Arjuna expresses his willingness for assimilation and application. In 18.73, he states, So he says, Nashto moha smritir labdha. That Nashto moha, my illusion has been dispelled. Smritir labdha, my memory has been restored. Tat prasadan maya achyuta, by your mercy, O Lord. Sitosmi gata sandeha, I am well situated, my doubts are gone. Karishye vachanam tava, I will do your will. So the first part, where he is saying, my doubts are dispelled, my memory is restored, that indicates assimilation of the knowledge. And Karishye Vachanam Tava, his willingness to do Krishna's will, doing God's will is the essence of Bhakti Yoga. His willingness to do Krishna's will is his practice of Bhakti Yoga. And by this assimilation and application, he is transformed. And that transformation manifests also at the end of the Gita, when Arjuna lifts up his bow and is ready to fight. Whereas at the start of the Gita, he was disheartened and had put aside his bow. So similarly, the transformation that we experience through assimilation and application of the Gita's wisdom is not just from dissatisfaction to satisfaction, but also from discouragement to encouragement. When we understand Krishna's enduring love for us, when we understand our indestructible spiritual identity and the immortal and immortally fulfilling relationship of love between us and Krishna, then we are, whatever be the discouragement that may be there in our life around us, we become encouraged and determined and enlivened to do all that we can in a mood of loving service to Krishna and experience fulfillment therein. Thank you. Hare Krishna.